This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Tonight, the Republican convention will hear from John McCain. It is the last night of the GOP gathering when the senator will officially accept the presidential nomination. Last week, Barack Obama's speech was staged dramatically at the football stadium in Denver, and the setting for McCain's speech is being redesigned for a more intimate effect. Our co-host, Robert Siegel, is at the Excel Center in St. Paul, where the delegates are gearing up for McCain's big speech, and Robert joins us now. What's happening there at the Excel Center?
Tonight, people will hear John McCain speak, and they've altered the floor so that the stage protrudes into what, well, used to be where the Ohio delegation was sitting earlier this week. That way, John McCain will be surrounded on three sides by delegates. The scene should evoke the kind of town meeting at which McCain frankly excels. That's the staple of, or it was the staple of his primary campaign, certainly. He will try to have what they're billing as a conversation with the American people. It'll be a speech. It'll be one in which he'll talk about many things, about leadership, about the need to protect our veterans. And also he'll talk about such things as the crisis in Georgia and how the U.S. should stand up to Russia and support that fledgling democracy in the Caucasus.
Sounds like quite an undertaking to redesign that stage in just a day's time. Who else is speaking tonight?
Two of the runners-up, as we're led to believe from the contest for a running mate, will be speaking. Tom Ridge, the former governor of Pennsylvania and the former Secretary of Homeland Security, will speak. And Tim Pawlenty, the governor of Minnesota. Ridge, you'll recall, was one of the last pro-choice contenders for the vice presidential spot. Another was Senator Joseph Lieberman. Lieberman and Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, two senators very close to John McCain, were both with him in a brief walkthrough before the session opened this evening, and they checked out the stage and the position. Perhaps we'll be seeing them on the stage later tonight.
Robert, judging from what we saw and heard, the delegates were absolutely on fire after hearing Sarah Palin speak last night. Have you had a chance to actually get specific reactions from voters today?
Yes, I'd say the fires are still burning, Michelle. I think it's hard to describe how successfully Governor Palin connected with especially conservative and conservative female delegates to this convention. John McCain has been the object of some mistrust from social conservatives and party regulars who now, you know, praise him for what a maverick he's been. But as they'll tell you, they never enjoyed his being a maverick when he was crossing them. And so they always felt that McCain said the right things for conservatives, but they doubted how much he believed them. And by choosing Sarah Palin, his conservative bona fides seem to increase astronomically. As one delegate put it to me, that wasn't just a home run. That was a grand slam home run that Sarah Palin hit at the convention last night.
Good to talk to you, Robert.
Good to talk with you.
That was Robert Siegel in St. Paul.